Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of 9 to 5 Mom with a Pod. I am your host, Fran, and today we're going to be talking about something really important, how to handle being a mom and being a mom influencer at the same time. As a mom who also makes content, just like you, I know that it can be really tough to do both at the same time. So I've learned these really great tips along the way, and I can't wait to share them with you. So let's get started as to why this topic is super important to me. I've experienced firsthand how challenging it can be to balance both motherhood and being a mom influencer and being in the content creation space. I know that there are times, just like you probably feel the same way, where you've probably felt overwhelmed and burnt out. So have I. Because trying to juggle all the responsibilities at the same time is really tough. But I've done a lot of trial and error, and I did find a lot of strategies that has really helped me manage my time better and just reduce my stress. I want to share these tips with you because I know that many of you are on the same boat, and I just keep seeing these types of concerns coming up, and not that many people talk about it, and I just feel like this episode was necessary. So let's start with what's really important about being a mom influencer. And the first thing, it may sound obvious to you, but not a lot of moms, especially the ones that I talk to, have really considered how important is it to be honest with yourself about what you can do. I know that we talk about it. I've sat with a lot of them, even friends that are not in the content creation space, and they talk to me about all these expectations that they want to do, all these goals that they want to achieve. And I'm with you. I'm with it. I always ride the wave, but it's super important to also be honest with yourself and what you can do. Write down everything you need to do, because as a mom, no matter whether you're a working mom, a single mom, a stay-at-home mom, you have to wake up. You have to prep your kids for school. You have to drive them to school. You have to come back home, or if you're going to work, and then you have to think about cooking, cleaning, laundry, etc. These are things that you need to write down before you say, okay, well, I'm just going to be doing and recording 3 to 4 videos a day. That's not really realistic. Okay. So write down that if you want to make a video, if you want to start doing something, create some sort of type of plan for yourself and write down all of the expectations that you want to be. Okay. You want to be a mom influencer. Remember, you have to write down that you have to make a video. You have to edit it. You have to create a thumbnail. You have to post it on the YouTube channels or in all of your channels. And how are you going to handle all of that? In the beginning, it's going to be just you and perhaps your spouse or a significant other, a friend, a family member that is going to be helping you in the process. So you have to make that count. You have to account for all of that. Is this something that you're going to be working on by yourself? Then you really need to write those things down. So setting those realistic expectations is so crucial, because having an unrealistic goal about how to be a momfluencer and say, okay, well, you know what, I'm just going to film a video every single day while also working a full-time job and taking care of your kids or, you know, other life issues that come up, it's just not possible. You're going to get discouraged, and then you're going to be like, this is too hard and I don't want to do it anymore. You cannot compare yourself to other influencers out there who are taking their entire day just creating content, sitting down, writing down ideas. It's just not possible. But it all comes down to staying flexible and just be ready to change your plans if needed. Even when you have a schedule, I feel like as moms, unexpected things will always happen. And if you plan to film, but let's say your child gets invited to a birthday party, you just be ready to adjust to that schedule and film on another day. But don't be discouraged about, oh man, I didn't film on Wednesday and Wednesday was my filming days. Don't get discouraged. Just try to be flexible and manage your time right. That's another thing I want to talk to you about, time management. I figure out that the best times for me to work and plan, let's say while you're planning your week, right, would be for me, like I said, Monday through Thursdays. I jam-packed my Monday through Thursdays, so that way on the weekends, starting Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it's kind of a break for me. I can sleep in a little bit more, and I can spend more time with my daughter, take her to the gym classes, birthdays, or go to dinner with my husband. But just know what schedules work for you. So time management is tip number two, and you really need to practice this and almost master your time management while also being flexible, of course, because things come up. And as parents, it's inevitable. It's just, it happens. And find out what routine works for you. Like what routine works for you for brainstorming, scripting, filming, and editing. You have to account for all of that. Because in the beginning, it's just going to be you and maybe another person that might be helping you. But if it's just you, you're doing seven different jobs. You have to learn how to manage your time when you're doing the job of seven people. You just need to master that. It's not an overnight thing. It could be months. It could be a whole year. But you just need to keep at it. Consistency is key. Balance your work, your family time, and your personal time. If you work a 9-to-5 and you want to spend your evenings with your family, so you know, hey, write that down. I work a 9-to-5 and I want to spend my evenings with my family. And if it works for you, let's say, to reserve the weekends for content creation, then go for it. If waking up 1 hour early works for you as well, try to wake up 1 hour early. That's fine. Do what works for you in baby steps. Baby steps make a big difference. Not that today we're going to be one thing and then tomorrow we're just going to jump and lose 30 pounds. Not realistic. So we know that this takes time. It takes consistency, and time management is something that I would not play with. I would really just sit down and really take my time to go ahead and do it. So some tools and apps that I can recommend for time management would be using the calendar app. I feel like there's a lot of those now. Everybody has them in their phones. I actually prefer a desk calendar. I'm old school like that. That's the millennial in me. So I can get a bird's eye view of the month and I have it on my desk. And this just helps me anticipate in advance, like doctor's appointments, birthdays, family gatherings, and all this other stuff that comes up. But I like to see the whole month all together, and the desk calendar just works for me. But if an app on your phone works for you and setting reminders, then go for it. And the last tip that I really want to give you on this particular topic is seeking and building support. I can't stress how important it is to talk to your spouse, a partner, or a family about what you really need to do. So for instance, I told my husband that I needed some quiet time on Friday mornings because I want to record my episodes on Friday mornings, right? After I told my spouse that I needed this time to record, now he knows that he's taking that day to take my daughter out, either for breakfast or for a drive or to the park, or let's say, he can use the other room and then just entertain her with all her favorite toys. So anticipate that. Have that communication, have that conversation with the person that you're mostly close with that you know that they will help. And ask for help with tasks and responsibilities. That's really key. Like my husband helps me set up the night before. He does all the dishes. He helps me clean the house and prep for the next day. Or ask a family member to, and let's say, pick up the kids from school so you can finish editing a video. Try to see if you can seek that type of support. But let's say you're kind of like me. I live in a state where I don't have family. The only person that I can really count on is my husband. I don't have anybody near me that I could just call and say, hey, can you just take care of my daughter? That's not how it works for me. If you don't have anyone and you're in a place like that, just similar to me, try to build a support network with friends or other mom influencers out there. There are a lot of local groups on Facebook that focus on the mom content creation community and mom influencers in general. And I found a bunch of moms in my area from that group. They're all over the United States, but I found one specifically in my state and I literally messaged them. And it just so happens that one of them actually goes to the same little gym that my daughter goes to. And we became really good friends. And then now we just like help each other out. And she's like, hey, can you drop off my daughter with your daughter at the little gym? That way I can do an hour of recording and then vice versa. And we just help each other out. What I'm trying to say with this is that there are ways to do it. It's not impossible. And if you need any help or assistance on that and you need more tips, let me know, reach out to me. I'm more than happy to give you additional tips and groups recommendations that are around that maybe you want to join. You probably want to join the same group that I'm in. I'd be happy to help you with as well. Okay, so self-care and mental health is incredibly important. I would brush off that topic so many times in the past because I would, this is before me being a mom. I would say, I don't understand self-care and mental health, you know, just take a break and et cetera. That was the ignorant side of me. But after becoming a mom and realizing that this is a 24-hour thing, no matter what you do, no matter if you're a stay-at-home mom, working mom, doesn't matter. This is a whole 24-hour job. And you have a baby boss. And that baby boss, and you don't have days off, you don't get paid for this. It's very important to take care of yourself. The first year that I had my daughter, I had a bit of an issue with self-care and mental health. Postpartum hit me really hard. And I'm very lucky to have a husband that really is like, hey, let's just talk about it. Let's get you back to your, you know, routine. And I'm very proud of that. But to be honest with you, self-care is incredibly crucial, and staying and keeping a healthy mind and being in a creative space and try to be productive is incredibly difficult. Like you can't just sit down and be like, okay, I'm just going to come up with ideas and it's going to be great. And, you know, no, that hour, you're still thinking about your kids, no matter if they're with you or they're not with you. You're always thinking about your kids. It's a 24-hour thing. But when I mean take a break, because somebody on social media, I don't think she was a momfluencer, but I did a short about this, about, hey, just take a break, take 24 hours just to kind of like disconnect. What I meant by that is if you're feeling discouraged and you want to take a break, okay, about in these social platforms, right? Just don't go on social media for 24 hours. Like give yourself a mental break and do something else. Go out with your kids, go out with your husband, you know, with your spouse, significant other, family, friends, whatever, and just detach yourself from that situation. Don't think about that. And this particular person, this mom, I don't think she was an influencer. She says, not all of us have the privilege to take a break. I didn't mean it in like, just drop off your kids and then you leave and go take a break. What I meant is in the momfluencer world, okay, when you're a little bit crowded and you're not, you're having issues with creativity and you have a creator's block and you're having an issue with productivity, just take a step back and don't record anything. Don't go on social media and just spend time with your family or do whatever makes you happy. That's what I mean. A break doesn't have to be, it's subjective. A break to you could be like, hey, I just want to watch a reality show and lose myself in that reality show for an hour. That could be a break. A break could be you taking those 5 minutes to comment on my short and say, hey, not all of us have the privilege to take a break. Why are you on social media? Understand? So it's subjective. Taking a break is subjective. Like it's whatever works for you. Maybe for you it's just going out to dinner or just getting out of the house or just going out to lunch or going for a walk, whatever it is, it's up to you. It's not really up to me. I'm just trying to tell you that it is possible and you have the support out there, and I'm trying to give you that support as well. And if I would give any advice to any moms about wanting to start their own content creation journey, is not to give up. Take it small bites at a time. You can do it. I did it. So you can as well. And if you're dealing with negative comments or trolls on social media, because that's another topic that for another episode, but I see that a lot in the mom groups where they always talk about how to deal with negative comments and trolls and feedbacks. My number one thing is don't even respond. I don't respond to any of them. I don't, for nothing. I don't write back. I don't, because you're in a different space than they are. Okay, maybe they didn't get the joke of your video. It's just everybody deals with messages differently. Even though we're watching the same video, we take it differently for some reason. I'm in the online education, motivational, trying to teach moms out there how to get through this influencing world, right? And I still get negative feedback. It's just impossible. It's just so strange, right? It's like, are you against education? Like, how am I? I'm not even being controversial about anything. I'm just telling you moms and helping you momfluencers try to not give up, to follow your dreams and how to organize yourself, and teaching you about self-care, mental health, and dealing with your schedules. And it's just trying to be productive and giving you creativity and productivity and tips for free. I'm not even asking for anything. And you still get negative feedback. So for that, I say, don't even respond. I don't. And it works. So take care of yourself. Take care of your mental health. If you have any other questions, please just let me know. And to conclude this episode, I do want to do a Q&A because I had, this is from one of my mom groups. Let me see. Her name is Jessica. And let me see. Her question is, what strategies do you use to keep your kids entertained while you're filming or recording your podcast? Ooh, that's good. That's really good. I like this Q&A. So Jessica, thank you for submitting your question. One of the strategies that I actually use to keep my daughter entertained while I'm filming. First of all, my husband takes her away, either outside to the park, or he actually just takes her to the other room and then just has her favorite toys with her and gives me that hour or two to kind of like, you know, prep with content. Sometimes I don't have 2 hours. It depends. It could be an hour, but I try to at least set my goal for like 2 hours of recording. And then that can kind of like speed things up for me because I can't record every single day. So I do it once a week. But yeah, I just help my husband with all her favorite toys and just leave them in the room, or he takes her out, whichever works. But you definitely need another person to help you keeping your kids entertained. Because right now, for instance, as I'm recording, my daughter is watching a movie with my husband. So, you know, but that gives me what? That buys me an hour, because I don't know how long this movie is. It's like an hour and a half. So let's say it buys me an hour. That's what I have to record. So yeah. Thank you, Jessica. The next Q&A is from Amanda. It's actually what we were just talking about. She says, how do you handle negative feedback or comments on your content, especially when you're already stressed? Ah, okay. This is what I was talking about. So I said, don't respond. That's how I handle negative feedback. I don't respond to any of them because there's no point. Because if I respond, it's just going to be an argument because I'm going to be trying to convince the other person about how I feel and they don't feel the same way. I don't even know at this point. But you said, especially when you're already stressed. If you're stressed out, don't go on social media to do anything related to your content. Like if you posted a video and it's been getting traction, you're getting views and it's going viral or whatever, and then you're having a really shit day, I'm sorry, I'm just gonna have to say how it is. If you're having a really shit day, don't go on social media to start answering to negative feedback. Just don't. Don't even say thank you for responding. Don't say thank you for giving me the engagement. Don't even respond. One of the biggest things that I noticed that really hurts negative feedback or trolls or whatever they call, or whatever you want to call them, is not responding to them, because they want to be heard, right? They want their super negative opinion to be heard and to get you riled up, so that way you'll be like, yeah, she responded to me, so she read my message. The worst thing that I could feel like if I was in that position and I was like, yeah, I'm going to leave a negative feedback, is that I never got a response, because that means that I was just forgotten. It's weird. But it's a psychological thing. I don't know. But it feels strange. I took a masterclass, and the instructor was Michael Lewis, the author of Moneyball. And he had a really great episode. 2 was the best. It was just all gems, dropping gems, dropping gems. And he said he writes on caffeine and edits on wine, meaning don't go in there just, you know, already stressed out, already with this energy to start writing and responding to negative feedback. Just be relaxed, be in a chill mood. If you really want to read them, just be in a more of a relaxed mood and take it as like, you know, not personal. And I feel like that's the best advice I can give you. I want to say thank you to Jessica and Amanda for your questions. I really appreciate you taking the time to reach out. I hope I answered your question. To summarize, please don't forget, set realistic expectations, time management, and seek and build support, whether it's with your spouse or with a community of moms that do the same thing as you. That's key. I feel as if no one will understand you more than the moms that are doing the same thing as you, which is why we have a community of them. Okay, so remember, set your goals, manage your time, ask for support. And to conclude this episode, I just want to thank you all for listening, and I will encourage you to subscribe if you really enjoyed this episode. I'm on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, but you don't have to, okay? I don't want to make you do what you don't want to do. You can always come back. It's totally fine. You don't have to subscribe. I don't want to make you do anything that you don't want to. But if you really want to stay tuned for more helpful tips, that would really help a lot. And again, if you have any questions, you can always reach out to me. I'm always here to help out all the mom influencers, to give them all the feedback and all the tips and all the support that they need. Thank you for listening, and until next time.